Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture. Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun. Avoid it. Reapply constantly. Cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
So, found out this week that there is going to be a follow-up that will be on Christmas Eve to a story that Jeremy Schapp did on ESPN back when Gunnar Esiason was in high school. And obviously we know what has gone on since then. And the people who don't are going to be treated to just a miraculous story, as Jeremy has revisited that. And a E60 will be debuting on Christmas Eve, which just so happens to be Casper's birthday. So it is perfect, as now Gunnar and his wife Darcy have two children, Casper and Mika. And at one point, Boomer, that was never even imagined. And with the miracle that the raising of the money and pharmaceuticals and the right people doing the right thing, here you are. And I would like you to introduce Jeremy this morning.
I will. And, you know, it all started in 1993. Gunnar and I graced the cover of Sports Illustrated. They wrote a beautiful article about the connection between my father, me, and Gunnar, and everything that I wanted to be for Gunnar, just like my dad was for me. And they captured it perfectly. They did a like a Where Are They Now piece like 13 years later when Gunnar was like 16 years old. And that's when Jeremy showed up. So let's introduce Jeremy Schapp from ESPN. Jeremy, great to talk to you this morning. You're on with Boomer and Geo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me, and happy holidays.
So I remember, I think it was like 16 or 17 years ago, you did the first E60 with Gunnar.
That's right.
So, and he was actually just starting to play football in high school.
Yeah, it was right after he had his first appearance at quarterback, and he had that big game, and it was the fall of 2007. I mean, it's been more than 17 years.
Wow.
He was a junior, right?
Yep.
And you know, in those days, you know, we did those stories very quick turnaround. I think we shot it on a Saturday. It was on the air on Tuesday. Now things have a longer lead time and they're more cinematic. Instead of being an 8-minute piece, you know, it's an hour long documentary. But, you know, it was a story that over the years, of course, before we were around E60 and the story that we did, you know, the story that Sports Illustrated did that you mentioned back in 93. And that connection with Frank DeFord. I'm sitting here in Westport, Connecticut right now, looking out at the Saugatuck River. And Frank DeFord, of course, lived here. And before you and Gunnar, I mean, Frank DeFord was really, you know, the most prominent champion for the CF community. And when you think about, you know, the arc of this story over the course of the last 30 plus years since Gunnar's diagnosis to where we are now, I mean, that's just, it's a remarkable story. It's an incredible testament to your family, to your commitment to this cause, to the work that so many people have done and so many scientists have done. It was just certainly worth, I think it's, I'm biased, but I think it's one of the best things we've done.
Wow, it's amazing that you say that. And I can only say that both Gunnar and I feel very fortunate that there were many families before us that got this thing started over 50 years ago. And Frank DeFord came into my life. I didn't even have any children. I just heard his story at a dinner. And he got me inspired to get Within Cystic Fibrosis fundraising back way back when in 1989. So Gunnar wasn't born until 91, wasn't diagnosed until I became the Jet quarterback in 93. So there's a lot of irony there, and there's a lot of history there. And all these families, the Hughes family here locally, who I think you know, Jeremy, and of course, the O'Donnell family up in Boston, all around the country doing what we did. But I remember Frank DeFord saying to me, he goes, you know, Boomer, you're playing for the Jets. It's the media capital of the world. You have a platform of the NFL. And if you can use that, it could help us change the lives of of thousands of cystic fibrosis patients. And I think ultimately that's what this story is all about.
That's what it's all about. I mean, it's about, obviously, you know better than I, the personal story, your family, what you and Cheryl have done, you know, what Gunnar has endured for so long, and then this medical miracle that comes along. And just at the point, as you know, as painful as this was for your whole family, when, you know, he was running out of time and things were, you know, seriously trending in the wrong direction. And he gets into the trial in 2018, and you guys don't know whether it's the placebo, whether it's the drug, and the stories around that moment, the metamorphosis almost overnight, the incredible therapeutic beneficial effects of this drug, which have been life-changing for so many thousands and thousands of CF patients and their families around the world. And of course, I know you want to emphasize the part of the story that it's not a cure-all, it's not a cure. It's a therapy. It's highly effective. The younger you are when you take it, the more effective, or, you know, it obviously, because the longer you have CF that's untreated, the damage to your lungs. But I'm just saying this for the audience. Obviously, you know all this, but there's still 10% of the population of CF patients for whom it's not effective. And I know you're still continuing to do that work to them.
Yeah, you know, the most amazing moment in my life, honestly, was he and I were playing hockey, and I saw it up close and personal that he was taking the drug, and he stayed on the ice that one night, and I couldn't believe it, and neither could any of us teammates believe it. And I asked him after the game, I think you're on the drug. I don't think you're on the placebo. And he says, yes, you're right. And then the next most amazing thing for me is when he handed me the sonogram of my grandson, Casper, and he handed it to me before the weekend of his wedding. And most of my Jewish friends will know what I'm saying. Hopefully I say it right. I was cabelling that night when he handed me that sonogram.
You got it.
I could not believe it, Jeremy, how it came full circle for me and everybody else in Gunnar's life.
Well, it is, you know, we keep coming back to the word miracle. But when you see a medical miracle, a scientific miracle, the way that, you know, it has made so many things possible, and for me, I got to say, you know, I wasn't aware of what was going on with Trikafta even after we did this story. And I followed Gunnar on social media to a certain extent, but I wasn't paying careful enough attention. Then there was a story in The Atlantic earlier this year about the Trikafta miracle. That's the drug obviously developed by Vertex. And I was like, holy cow. I didn't know this. I wasn't expecting this. I mean, it always seems like these things are so far away. And it's such hard work. And I've been working on stories about other athletes with these kinds of challenges in their family and the search for cures to save their children. And you know, there are stops and starts, and there are trials that work and trials that don't work. It can be so frustrating. And when you actually get to, not the finish line, because as we said, there's still work to be done, but you make this kind of incredible stride, and it's got applications beyond CF, it just renews your faith in mankind, in humankind, if that's not too strong a way of putting it.
We're talking to Jeremy Schaff from ESPN. And real quickly, you know, Jeremy, I think of guys like Dr. Bob Bell at the National Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, who came up with this concept of venture philanthropy, which is ultimately what led to all the money that we had been able to raise together collectively to bring this drug from the test tube to the patient. And many other drugs like this have gone through the same path within the cystic fibrosis community. And you know how many times Gunnar's been down on, you know, Capitol Hill as a prime example of how this can actually change the lives of so many people. And he's testified, he's been in front of very important people making decisions in this regard. And quite frankly, I appreciate that you recognize that there has been something special here that has happened. But not just for Gunnar, you also cover a guy by the name of Logan McGovern, who is another amazing story, and about how he went on to become a Division I All-Star lacrosse player.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
That's right. Captain of the team at North Carolina, leading scorer at Bryant and then at North Carolina for the last couple of seasons, now a pro, kid from Connecticut, not far from where Gunnar lives now. And that element to the story is how the work that has been done by you, by the Boomer Esiason Foundation, by others, is having this, you know, remarkable impact on all these lives in sports and beyond. And Logan McGovern is, you know, clearly a prime example of that. You know, one of the things that was most fun about this, Boomer, though, was getting a chance to talk to your old buddies Collinsworth and Phil Sims. And they crushed you. I
mean, I'm sure they crushed me.
they couldn't wait for us to start rolling so they could tell us Boomer stories. I think I'd still be there in Franklin Lakes if we just let Phil keep going. And Chris was unbelievable. Obviously, you know, a close observer of your family's story. And I got to say, when he's describing the swagger of a young Boomer Esiason coming into the Bengals locker room, joining the team in 1984, you can understand why Chris, you know, is recognized for his storytelling gifts on the air. He's very good at that.
Very good at that, without question. You know, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it. I know Gunnar's very proud of it, and I know that there are so many other patients that live within the CF community. It's just that Gunnar has a former, you know, our dad that was a former quarterback, so it makes it a little bit more interesting simply because of everything that we've been through. But I can't tell you how much I appreciate you giving Gunnar that platform, giving us that platform, and allowing us to tell the story that really, truly is amazing.
Well, the feeling's mutual, Boomer. Getting the chance to tell this story again, and with what's happened in the last 17 years, it's, you know, as I said, I think it's the ultimate Christmas story.
And you can watch it on Christmas Eve. It'll be this Tuesday, 7 p.m. on ESPN. ESPN E60 presents Second Wind, the Boomer and Gunnar Esiason story. Jeremy Schaff, thank you for doing this story. Thanks for coming on today, and very, very excited to watch on Tuesday night.
Thanks so much, fellas.
All right, see you, Jeremy. I love the name of it, Second Wind.
Yeah.
I mean, that was awesome. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's very smart, and obviously the work that ESPN E60 does has always been top-notch. And, you know, when you search for stories and characters and wanting to tell the world about things like Jeremy Schaff does, I mean, really, you can't find a better character in a good way than Gunnar, what he's gone through. I mean, it's just like, you know, he is the perfect person to be able to tell this story. And, you know, watching it and going from when you were the guy who was getting the word out, and that transition now to a healthy Gunnar who is the guy getting the word out is another part of
the credibility for Gunnar is and his ability to speak in front of people and get up there and tell his story, which is a burden that I never really expected from him. You know, I didn't, you know, that was up to him when he got old enough whether or not he really wanted to delve into all of this, and he did. And now he's a full-time job travels the world, meets high influential people within the world of the pharmaceutical and bioscience and biotech world. I mean, it's just amazing watching him live his life at warp speed right now.
And Al requested us to say how much money he has donated over the years to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Just wanted to take a moment to say, what did you estimate over the years?
Oh, I'd have to add it. It's, yeah.
It's quite a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, quite
probably
a lot.
So.
I appreciate
lot.
That,
yeah,
Al. It's
yeah,
very nice of you.
Yeah,
thank
just,
you.
Oh, man. Had to end with a laugh,
that
right?
That is great.
Just had to end with a laugh.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.